We're up to Perek Ches Mishnah Dalet Hamaniach Es Beso Pasuach Mitzvah Pasuach. Okay, you leave your home open. Mitzvah Pasuach. When you leave home, you leave the door open. You ever do that? You're very generous to the neighbors. You can have my house. You leave the front door open.
Yep.
Hamaniach Es Beso Pasuach Mitzvah Pasuach. You come back the next day, you find the door is open. Null, or you leave the home locked. And guess what? When you come home, guess what? The door is open. Umitzao nol. And you come home and you find it locked. Or pasuach, you leave it open. Umitzao nol. So in all these cases,
so if you leave your beisa and
pasuach,
open.
You find it open.
Nol.
All these cases tar. Why is it tar? What does it say, Mishnah Dalet?
No, we missed it.
All these cases tar.
These are tar.
Why? I don't know why. It doesn't say why. Let's see. But no, let's say no, you leave it locked.
Oh, and then pasuach.
So let's say
no pasuach.
You leave it locked
or open.
You find it locked. Pasuach. You leave it open. You find it locked. I'm sorry. In all these cases, tar.
Right.
Why? No. Doesn't say why. Doesn't. We have no bayer why this should be so. Doesn't say why.
Mr. Kahati, Rabbi Kahati, I'm sorry.
Taharos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Why Kol Ma Shavais?
Yeah.
Such a good person, such a good, edel person. Tar, why is it tar? Kol mashabai she'ein chayshem kigoyim b'chayin zeshem nichnas l'gan l'sechel l'zerabayis from the v'naga v'kelim. In all of these cases, it says tar because we're not concerned. We're not concerned that the ganav came into the house. Why? I don't know why. That's what it says. If you leave the house pasuach umitzo pasuach no v'nav mosu no or pasuach umitzo no, who locked it? All these cases
right,
tar, but let's say no. Let's leave the house no hole. It's
locked.
And it was open. We found it open. Rabbi Meir Metame. V'acham Metanim. Because the fact that it is, why does Rabbi Meir say? Why does Chacham say it's tar?
Right.
Because Chacham said they changed their mind. Shoyu Haganav Nimuchu. They came. They opened up the door. Oh, the door is open. And then the very last moment they changed their mind. V'chol Chulam. They went on the merry way. Let's see Mishnah Dalet, the nation of Netarim. That's what are you reading from? Netarim.
Over here.
Chacham Netarim Zayin. Kesholoy Nignav Minuklum. Only when nothing has been stolen. The only time Chacham says because when you open up the house, everything is in order. The only thing that is peculiar is that the door has been opened. The door has been opened, but everything is locked. Okay, let's see. Bnei Shoyu Ganavim Kolaymar Kevun since you left the door locked. Certainly got up, entered, they opened the door. According to the Chachamim, the reason why it starts is because we assume that they ran away, since they stole nothing, since everything is in order, nothing is missing in the house, we assume. The Emor, I'll tell you, Nimlchu, they changed their mind, and they went on their merry way. Okay, that's the whole Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Hamaniach es beisoy pasuach. You leave the front door open, and you find on front door open, or null, you leave the front door locked. Null, and you find the front door locked. So it's locked. Or pasuach, you leave it open. Null. Tohar. Now, how did the door get locked? It's not clear how all that happened, but in all these cases, since you've maintained the status quo, or your degree of security has been upgraded, in all of those cases, we assume the ganav did not enter. I'm losing you.
How come?
So we learned in the Mishnah over here. You go from different degrees of security.
I know what this part is. Okay,
next part. So what's the next part?
So the only question is that how come in these cases, right, when not chayshish, Chacham is not even chayshish at all, and in this case they are.
Because in this case it's worse. You start off in this case when the door is locked, and you come back and the door is open. How did the door get open?
But here it got closed. How did it get closed?
So maybe one of your children. Maybe
why
one of
in the case of psul matzah null?
Is it tar?
Also, yeah.
I don't know. That's the big mystery. Doesn't explain.
Okay, so that's
doesn't explain. Doesn't explain.
That's the question.
No, but if it's locked and you come, you find the open or mirror. Metame v'cham metame shah. You go. Even though how could it be tar?
Shah
you get the gun. They were gandavim. The nimluch. They changed their mind. V'alchum. They went in the merry way. The gandavim indeed came.
And this is that the chamim is. Wait, it is uniform. He's saying even in this case, it's tar.
Even right in all cases, but in this case they give a reason. In the other case, he doesn't. This, in the other case, the reason why it's tar, it appears is because Ganavim did not even come. In the case where it's pasuach, hinech pasuach,
pasuach. The case of matzol no.
Yeah.
What happened?
Who locked the
what
door?
What happened? What's the story?
Maybe a neighbor. Maybe one of your friendly neighbors came and they saw the door was open, so they did a kindness to him and they locked the door. Okay, maybe one of your friendly neighbors.
Well, it surely wasn't a Ganav, you're saying.
No, for sure not. The chiddush is in the last case where the door was locked. And you come back and the door is open. And there we have to assume. We have to assume it was a Ganav. We have to assume the Ganav, there was an entry from a Ganav.
You say he was Chayza.
Even in that case, he was Chayza.
Yeah. Shahar Ganav, right.
Eishes Amaretz. The wife of Amaretz, Nichnasam Lezech, Babes Shal Chaver. She comes into the home of a Chaver. Vahitzi Vinoy to take out her son, Abitay, or Behemtay. Take out Binoy, whose son? No, it should be no. It should say that bino. Eishes am arit shenichnas alosach beisayl shlochave lahitzi bino. It should say bino, her son. Oy bita, oy behemta. You have to know grammar in order to learn the Mishnah.
Yeah.
So it says bino. It means she's taking away this child of the chaver.
Good.
Maybe she's a babysitting service, which where they provide pickup and delivery. Isn't that gewaldic?
Yeah. Is
that a new service?
Must be.
So what is the halacha? The halacha is habayis tar, but bnei shnichnas shlovi rishus. What does that mean? Let's say bnei shnichnas shlovi rishus. So she's afraid shloitis pases keganav umevaheres latish. She does not want to be caught as a ganav, and therefore she is quick to leave to depart. Even though she's going, it's meferish. She's going there for the purpose of the balabayis. I'm not going there for my purpose. I'm coming doing you the favor. I'm here to pick up your child. You want me to babysit your child, and I'm going to pick him up and take him to the babysitting service.
Yeah.
Okay, you're a delivery man.
Correct.
Okay, you're a FedEx man.
Yeah.
So Habayi is the tar mibnei. Why? Because since she's coming there, shleib rishus.
Why
shleib
rishus?
I don't know. That's what it says. Let's see what it says. The Kati of Mishnah Dalit, Mishnah Hey, shleib rishus. Afal piyish nichnasa shlohi tzias binayor bidushal obem the shabala bayis mikol makom lochay. So la rishus lishes. There's no rishus. That's what he explains. The rishus lishes b'bayis. When it says here shleib rishus, that means she has no permission to linger, to loiter, to linger.
No.
Bayis el lochaytzi shizosti el lochaytzi binabulvat. Hilchach therefore miss yoresi. She is afraid. Lemashmesh bekelim to touch the kelim shloti to face keganov.
She should not be loitering. Okay, good.
Loitering. Okay, so therefore.
See, thank you.
Okay. Mishnevav. Mishnah up to Mishnevav. Mishnevav is klal. Oh, this long Mishnah. We're not gonna have time to the Mishnah. Klal amuvitar is a following rule. Amuvitar is number one. It's called miyuchal oichal adam. Anything which is miyuchal for food for man. Tomei ad sheyipasel me oichal akelav. Anything that's roil achila. If it's roil achila, it maintains its tuma. If it is tame, of course, let's say someone does contaminate the food, so as long as it's fit for human consumption, it maintains its degree of tama until it's no longer fit for a dog. Nachmo, kol mitar is kol hamiyuchal leichal adam tame. It is tame ad sheipasel meichal lehel until it's no longer fit for animal consumption. V'chosh einim yuchal leichal adam, anything which is not miyuchal leichal adam tar, anything that's not miyuchal leichal adam for human consumption is tahar. The whole she'enoi miyuchod lo'eichel adam is tahar. Ad she'yachaden el adam, until you designate it for human consumption. Let's see over here. Klol miyuchod lo'eichel adam going stam oichlem, stam food. Tamei tumas oichlem ad she'yipasil miyachil eskelem. Ad she'yachaden el adam. Let's say it's not fit. Let's say you have dog food. You ever go to the store and buy dog food? They have a whole section in the supermarket of dog food. You would think, mamish, only in America. A whole aisle. on the ganze aisle, all the varieties, all the flavors. For who? For who?
For me.
For dogs. For dogs. You hear what goes on?
Yeah.
So people, the whole aisle.
I have an aunt who's a counselor for, what does she do? For dogs. She's making adult money.
What does she do?
She's a trainer.
A trainer?
Yeah,
the dog trainer. The dog trainer, what does she do? Tricks?
She can teach you how to roll over.
She teaches dogs?
Mm-hmm.
She's very busy with a lot of money? Wow.
It's a
maybe
business. She should
maybe she should teach
maybe
me.
Maybe she
should. She can teach me.
Wait. Okay, nice. I like doing that.
Ad-shi-yach-ad-ed la-adam di-yesh chilek ben afuke tumo minei to remove tumo la-suye le-tumo to bring it tumo. There's a difference. Ketzad, there's a difference. When it comes to a thing which is not really la-chilis adam, dog food, it's not really for if you want to make it, I'm going to eat it. I'm going to decide we're going to eat it. So then you have to designate it to be, you have to designate it that we're going to eat this. If you go to the store and you buy dog food, it's not mekabel tumo. You hear?
Uh-huh.
Unless you make a designation and you say, Rabbi Hussai, today we're going to eat this for lunch. It has a heksher. It has a heksher from the vat, and then we're going to eat it. So now it's upgraded to the status of tumah.
What does that mean?
Anything that normally is human is food. You will go to the store, you buy food. The food is fit for human consumption.
Yeah.
It automatically is susceptible to tumah.
Okay, actually.
So at what point does it lose the koyach of tumah? When it's no longer fit for animal consumption.
Good.
For a dog. Anything that it's not mechulad chalad, anything which is dog food, it's not mekabel tumah. Unless ad shiyach tahar, it's not mekabel tumah. Ad shiyach unless you designate it. Unless you designate we're going to eat this, then it becomes susceptible.
Even if it's not royal achilas kelef.
No, right? No. It is royal achilas kelef. It is royal achilas kelef. Anything which is not miyuchel adam, it's not miyuchel for human consumption, but it is roy for animal consumption. Yes, of course, it's tar. It's not a kabel tumah. Unless you say, you know what, we're now going to eat. You're going to use this for human consumption. Okay, we have to stop over here. We have to stop over here.
It's just neshama.
Oh, it's just neshama. All right, we have still a long way to go.
We've got some pictures.
We have a long way to go. I thought we'd be finished by now.
Only three props.